Welcome to Leicester, the city that proves diversity really is our strength. If by strength you mean parallel societies, religious street patrols, and occasional race riots over cricket matches. Once an English city, now a sort of imperial boomerang. The colonies didn't just strike back, they moved in, took over the high street, and renamed it in six different languages. David Betts, a professor of war studies, suggests Britain is heading not for polite decline, but for something more Balkan.
Are we headed for civil war?
Yes, probably.
That's quite scary.
Yes, it is. It is scary, I agree.
And how will we see the first echoes or the first moments of civil war happen?
It's a good question. I think we've already seen them. The first noteworthy incidents in the second, which is the inter-ethnic, we're already starting to see them occur.
Civil war, he said. Yes! Ethnic enclaves. Yes! Irreconcilable differences. Slow, burning chaos. So we've come to Leicester, ground zero for Britain's vibrant future, to ask a simple question. Is this multicultural harmony, or just a phony peace? Before the real fun begins. I'm Professor Edward Dutton, and this is The Jolly Heretic.
It's not that bad, Leicester. I don't know what happened when I came here in 1999 to visit my friend that had buggered up his A-levels and so was at the University of Leicester. Because it was raining and stuff. It was December. But, I mean, look, it's quite historical and it's not unpleasant. And I was expecting far fewer English people. So I imagine the massive level of enrichment in Leicester is in unpleasant suburbs, which we will go to later. But not in the actual centre itself. It's just kind of like, this could be Wimbledon, really. Except it's nicer. And there's old buildings and it's a medieval city. So I'm warming to it. It's interesting when you go somewhere and you think it's going to be awful, like Clacton. Or Liverpool. And then because you have such low expectations, you turn up, it's actually not entirely unpleasant. Whenever people said to me before, I'm from Leicester, I've always thought, you poor bastard. But this seems okay. And it's all kicking off, isn't it?
Right.
All kicking off.
Which ones?
It's all kicking off.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've established if it is a crime to...
No, they haven't established a crime. They've established that the council has the right to divide the fight.
Yes.
You may then be able to challenge it if you haven't broken the law.
Gotcha. Fascinating.
Thank you.
Ed Duffins.
I did this survey. It was actually on the telly.
Okay, so have you lived in Leicester all your life?
Oh, yes, I'm a Leicester born, yeah.
No, I tell you, Leicester's not as good as it used to be.
So do you think that, I mean, there's obviously a lot of ethnic groups here in Leicester, compared to a lot of different foreign groups.
Yeah, this is it.
And so is this responsible for how things have changed?
Yes, definitely, yeah. I must say, that's why a lot of people don't come. You know, if you mention you come from Leicester, we don't go to Leicester.
Whatever people said to me before, I'm from Leicester, I've always thought, you poor bastard.
I have had racism twice for a black lad, you know, a couple of years ago. And he used to catch me on the estate. And he says, that white blasted, you know, white racist bastard. He didn't even know me. And I was terrified to go home because I thought... And then he caught me in McDonald's. I'd been Derby and had a cup of tea reading the paper. And he came up to me with three of his mates. Oh, is that white bastard woman on the estate? I did wrong. I opened my mouth and I said, look, I live here, I'm born here. If you don't like the country, don't like us, go somewhere else.
Based.
And that's all I said. I weren't swearing. I just spoke like you speak the truth, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I stick it up for myself.
Yeah.
And my own city.
Said it to him. Yeah.
I got arrested.
You got arrested?
I did. Two policemen came and said, you've got to go down to there. You know, there where the station is? 2.5 hours I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
Filling up that thing and saying, why are you racist? I said, I'm not. I'm a dinner lady. I've got footballers, you know, I go to City.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got black players and that wasn't fair, was it?
Were you prosecuted?
No, but you know the first thing he said when I sat there, you know, do you want a solicitor? Well, I thought, man, and I was on my own. I think it must be about 10 years ago, I think it was, and I was scared. And what he said was, he tore it up, and this is what happened was, he ringed you in, he wheeled you in like a fishing line. That wasn't fair because he got away with it.
Mm-hmm. And it was intimidating for you.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I've had my door painted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Indians, a few doors up, they were like the balls in my door. And I said, do you mind? This is private. I live here, you know. And the paint, when I got back, they put, fuck you. Painted my door, fuck you. White. A white door covered in.
Very appreciative of the people that have let them in.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, what did I do? Go out with a vim. You know, I've been out all day, I'm tired. The council went and painted it. Now, that's twice. Now, can you understand why I'm scared?
I
have to lock myself behind the door because I'm scared, because I'm white.
You know, things like that?
Yeah, this is what they're trying to control. They're supposed to have patrol people, so when they go round and they hear that, they get fined £100. Or the total reverse.
Well, they are high.
Or the drunks, or the beggars, they're paying them £100.
They are high in schizophrenia, though, black people.
Yeah. Yeah, but can you understand why?
Yeah, yes.
My son said, I mean, that's wrong, ain't
outrageous.
It?
Outrageous.
That was wrong, wasn't
very,
it?
Very, very wrong. That was some wrong. Pam, it was an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Bye-bye. Right, so that was the equivalent of too many fucking.
So, in your time in London, how do you feel it's changed?
Too many fucking.
This one.
In Leicester in general, I feel like it's just completely changed. Like religion stuff. Do you know what I mean? The spread of Islam. I think it's just getting really, really out of control now. I feel like there's a lot of tension. I feel like Leicester's getting very dangerous, especially at night time. If you look on, if you kind of come downtown around about 9-10 o'clock at night, you'll see a lot of, let's say, Asian lads, Muslim, whatever, on corners. Do you know what I mean? It's very, very, lots of tension at night. Quite dangerous. I feel like Leicester's completely changed. To be fair with you, mate, I don't think it's just Leicester. I think it's every town and city. I think the country's on a like north edge at the moment. And it's just, I feel like it's just getting more dangerous.
Bring back Boris Johnson.
Bring back Boris
Johnson. Mr.
Starmer needs to get out because he's ruining this country.
Mr. Starmer, I've got bad karma.
Oh, not really, it's very small.
Yeah.
Community, school, and... Oh, okay.
Good, eh?
Yeah, nice.
Well, I gave up being an academic after my BSc and my MSc and my PhD, because the academics are all asleep.
Well, what did you do your PhD in?
Well, computer mathematical modelling, simulation, robotic control, electrochemical systems, torpedo batteries.
And I take it you were at De Montfort University, were you? That's why you...
No, but I'm here for publicity.
Oh, you want to publicise De Montfort University?
Yeah.
Why?
I have connections.
Okay. Hello. Well, turn around, please. The Muslim guy was quite pleasant. Sorry if that offends any of my viewers, but the Muslim guy was quite pleasant. This seems okay. Victorian buildings, not that badly bombed, reasonably friendly people. Pretty young birds, it's not that bad. Oh, yeah. Policeman. I don't like these electric cars. They're too quiet, so you can't hear them, and it doesn't give you an indication that they're coming. He's not on camera, he's camera shy. I bet he's camera shy because he's got some interesting things to say. So are you brought up in Leicester?
Yeah, yeah, born and bred Leicester, yeah.
What's the best thing about Leicester?
Very diverse. There's a lot of different people from different cultures and stuff.
Yeah.
You have Asians, you have white people, you have mixed race people, you have black people, you have... We have all the cultures.
You have Sikhs, Hindus, have Muslims. What are you?
Me, I'm Muslim myself.
Is there any... Because, I mean, a couple of years ago, there was riots between the Hindus and the Muslims.
Yeah.
Is there any conflict between the two?
Not anymore. I think that was a period of time. It's a lot. I don't know. It's just a lot of politics. I don't really like to get involved in that stuff. But
yeah.
But beside all of that stuff, you have all that stuff everywhere you go, really. But I feel like, in general, the community in Leicester and the diversity is really strong.
So you talk about the best thing about Leicester. What's the worst thing about Leicester?
The worst thing about Leicester? The roads. Oh, my days. Potholes. Potholes in Leicester, wild. The road rage.
Road rage?
What else?
Sometimes it stinks, bro.
No, that's weird. What else? And the traffic wardens, man.
Yeah, well, we had a guy earlier, Muslim chap, and he was giving out leaflets about Islam and whatever, yeah, with a covered table.
Yeah.
And he was told by these wardens, whatever they are in red, to stop.
Yeah.
This is illegal, not allowed, yeah, not allowed.
I don't know.
Busybodies. Well, they call me autistic. I can fucking talk to anybody, mate. Strike up a conversation. Years of practice. Hello, we're doing a short film about Leicester. Would you talk to us? Are you from Leicester?
I certainly am, sir.
Could we ask a few questions about Leicester for our channel? Would that be all right?
You could do so.
That's great. So what do you think is the... how do you think Leicester's changed over the last sort of 10 or 20 years?
I think Leicester's like changed on the homeless scene, that there's not enough help nowadays through the council. Uh-huh. I'm a homeless guy myself, and I'm like the true homeless, not like going back to flats and bedsits.
So how did you become homeless?
I literally, the COVID hit, I was working for DHL, I was living in like Lutterworth, working at Magna Park. I was a forklift truck driver, it all went sideways. I couldn't afford to pay the rent, I ended up homeless. Here I am, still after the COVID.
Oh yeah, do you think that there's tensions in a lot of people talk about there being ethnic tensions in Leicester, do you think that's true?
I know a lot about that, sir, but I don't want to comment, I understand.
All right, okay.
It's just a cultural survey, you know, just finding out. You sure? Okay.
Yeah, it's homeless on drugs, 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 homeless on drugs. And saying it's just a cultural survey and a very, very, very posh accent, it's not going to help. What you have to do in these situations, trust me, is make your accent less posh. Okay, you're dealing with the least posh people in the society. Unless you want to take a kind of Boris Johnson, I'm genuine approach and think that's going to help you dealing with the underclass. Say, so, yeah, it's just a cultural survey. Absolutely fine. What that's saying to him is I'm considerably richer than Yao. All right, he might not like that, considering that he's a heroin addict. Use your loaf lad. Sorry, chaps, I'm being filmed by a very posh South African, and I don't think he doesn't know some of the nuances of the English social class system. Much better to say to him, excuse me, mate, I'm doing an interview on Leicester, could I talk to you? That's the kind of bond of class that's the test you failed there. All right, good. Onwards and upwards. We can't afford to pay you, but we could certainly give you some caviar. Beluga? Just you do it then. Hello.
Yeah.
Are you from Leicester?
Yes, I am.
Could you talk to us about Leicester? We're doing a film about Leicester.
Film?
Yeah, a film, yeah.
What film?
For YouTube. It's about Leicester. What's going on in Leicester? Are you from Leicester?
Yeah.
You born and brought up in Leicester?
Yes.
What's the best thing about Leicester?
Best thing about Leicester is it's a very nice city.
So what's the worst thing about Leicester?
In Leicester, people are horrible.
Do you feel that there's more sort of tensions between the different groups here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they say that Leicester will, if a civil war will start in the UK, it will start in Leicester, and that's true.
Might be.
Why? Why might it be?
Might be Putin is coming.
Yeah, Putin is coming.
Yeah, might be Vladimir Putin can come to UK.
So Leicester, and where are you from originally?
Albania.
If I was from Albania, I wouldn't leave. It was lovely. Just sheep's head and chips for 5 euros.
For the chain in Albania for £6,000.
Oh, yes, yes. Because he was foreign, he had no awareness of what's going on, so he was completely unhesitant to speak to me. And his English wasn't very good, so he's obviously... And he was showing me his gold, so he's obviously some sort of gangster bad boy. This is exactly, I'd imagine, involved in things, you know. This is more kind of what I expected Clacton to be, which is people aren't very intelligent saying unintelligent things. That's what I thought I'd find in Clacton. In fact, in Clacton, or at least Jaywick, I found people that, right, they weren't very educated or whatever, but they had a certain kind of intelligence and perceptiveness. And I'm getting more here that's just, I don't know, there's just sort of, I don't really think beyond my next meal kind of attitude to life. Hello. Can I ask you a question? Is there an area of Leicester where there are shops that sell kind of these kinds of clothes?
Highfield. And Evingerton.
And
Evingerton area. You know Evingerton area?
No.
Evingerton. End of London Road.
Yes.
You see the Domino Pizza.
Yes.
Yes. That road till down, but it's all of it called Evingerton area.
Evingerton?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
How will I say in English language?
What's it called?
Evingerton.
Evingerton.
You're in Masjid Omar. Omar Mosque. Evingerton area. Evingerton area. Evingerton.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. There's a lot of people are talking in the media about that they feel that there's going to be conflict in this country, like ethnic conflict, essentially. There's a professor called David Betts that's argued that we're 5 years away from civil war. And I don't live in anywhere particularly multicultural. I live in northern Finland. But as a person on the ground, do you feel that there's growing tension in Leicester? Or?
You know, look, there's always going to be, you know, a bit of tension and conflict anywhere you go. But then, as a whole, you know, there is communal balance, if you want. But, you know, I suppose a lot comes of it too on the media side of things, perpetuating, you know, a certain agenda to make it feel like that. But I think on the ground, like myself, I've never really, you know, had any issues in whichever area I go to and whatnot. But yeah, I think, you know, it is no different to anywhere else in the world.
We're doing a film about Leicester.
Oh, okay.
And we want to go to the area where the riots were.
The clashes
in 2022.
Okay.
Wow. Do you know much about it?
Not really, no, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't know really much about it.
Are there tensions between Muslims and
Indians? No, not at all.
There were then?
There were then, yes. I didn't hear about it then. But you don't hear anything now.
Surprised, because India bombed Pakistan yesterday, so I would have thought that things might be a bit hit off.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Bye-bye. I'm in Shaftesbury Avenue, Leicester, which is a Hindu area mainly of Leicester. And on the 28th of August 2022, essentially riots began. This is where India and Pakistan had a cricket match and India won. And this is taken very seriously. And you must understand that the Indians and the Pakistanis don't particularly like each other. People made their way from Shaftesbury Avenue here, and there was an altercation down here between Pakistanis and Indians on the connection between Shaftesbury Avenue and Melton Road. Then somebody burnt an Indian flag out of contempt. It turns out that this person was a Sikh. I don't know whether they were a Sikh from Pakistan or whether they were one of these Sikh nationalists that wants to bring about Khalistan and hates India. Anyway, this was filmed, the video got online, and before long there was full-scale rioting down here. I think I'm right in saying that 47 police officers were injured during this rioting, and about 90 people were injured. So, that was the first incident at the end of August. There was then, at the beginning of September, another Pakistani-India cricket match, and this set off further rioting, and we're going to go to that place now.
That's what we discovered today that I didn't really realise. These these Sikhs that we were with today, they were kind of fundamentalist Sikhs, okay? And they hate India. Like he wouldn't quite admit it, he was there. But they don't like India at all. So this area, I mean, there's not many English people here. I mean, there's you and him, but I haven't really seen many.
You don't see many around here, mate.
No. And when did it really sort of speed up that there stopped being English people?
Well, I've been around this area for, 30 years?
Yeah.
40 years. It's always the Indians around here get full priority. Not white people. That's why there's not many white people around here.
Is there much sort of tension between the Indians and the whites in Leicester?
No, not around here. Well, there can't be, can there? And the whites around here have tension, is there?
Oh, I see. Yeah,
I've been outnumbered, around here? Well, you see now. Look along here now. It's like doing the pools.
Why do you think that Britain as a country has let this happen?
It's the government.
It's invasion.
It's the government. So do you you've got people, if you go downtown, you've got people on the streets, living in doorways.
Yeah.
Right? Immigrant comes in, they'll throw them in an hotel, but they won't put our blokes in an hotel, will they?
Why do you think the government does this? You said it's the government's fault. Why do you think they do this?
Of course they do.
Why? Why didn't they do it? Why? What's their motivation?
Because they want to keep the immigrants in here, didn't they? Because they think if we get their votes, keep them in, they're going to vote for us.
I see.
That's Labour. That's my opinion.
We are in the Belgrave area of Leicester, where in 2022, August to September 2022, there were Indian-Pakistani riots where people were stabbed, where many people were...
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.